This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some small businesses have had trouble getting a piece of the $700 billion in aid the federal government made available during the pandemic. But some Colorado businesses have gotten funding with help from their community bankers. CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains.
Heidi Magnus opened the Firebrand Deli in Gunnison almost 25 years ago. She serves waffles and sandwiches in a small dining room on Main Street. She applied for federal aid and had to go through a bank to get a loan. She considered a bigger bank, but decided to go through the local Gunnison Bank and Trust.
Gunnison Bank and Trust orders more food from us, so, you know, they're also on our radar that way as supporting us by eating our food.
Magnus got a $23,000 loan, which helped her rehire two employees for her takeout business. She fared better than others who leaned on big banks to try to get loans. Those large banks are now being sued by mom-and-pop businesses who didn't get the federal help. Chad Zumach is a vice president at Gunnison Bank and Trust.
We were the life support for the businesses in our community.
He's lived in Gunnison since he came to Colorado to attend what's now Western Colorado University in 1995. He's been at the bank for 20 years and has known Magnus even longer. His order at the Firebrand Deli is the Surefire, a turkey sandwich with avocado and provolone cheese. He says he felt a sense of personal responsibility when businesses started to shut down.
We as bankers were on the front lines, just like the healthcare community.
Even though some businesses have gotten help, they can't be sure it will be enough to get through this crisis. The shutdown came as spring break was hitting. That's a big blow to mountain towns like Gunnison. Megan Lawson is an economist with Headwater Economics.
I think for those communities that are more isolated or depend more heavily on international tourism, like National Park Gateway communities, I think it could be difficult for them. It'll take longer for them to bounce back.
Magnus hopes her deli will pull through, but worries about other small businesses, especially those who lost out on the first round of federal money.
I think some people have given up. I think some people have already decided to close. And I think some people don't realize that there's another round.
That second round of federal aid still has money left for small businesses that haven't tapped it yet. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
And there's more from this story at cpr.org and more of Morning Edition on the way. It's 8:34. This is CPR News.